Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like me, one simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click follow or subscribe on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating also makes this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that'll make this type of abuse worse. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need real support, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a session today. Today's episode is a montage of shares from women who stayed after our BTR group sessions and shared their experience. So I'm very grateful that they were willing to take the time to stay after and share what BTR means to them and how BTR has helped. I'm also super humbled as I listen to these shares of the impact that BTR has had on women throughout the world in helping them recognize their abusive situations, helping them know how loved and how cared for they are, and how much they deserve psychological and emotional peace and safety. I honor all the women who listen to this podcast, who are searching for answers, who are genuinely trying to save their families in the face of abuse, and not knowing what to do and getting harmful information from therapists or internet articles or clergy, resources that haven't helped them understand the abuse. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope that BTR is helpful. The thought of any woman being in an abusive situation and not understanding what it is heartbreaking to me. Also, a thank you to all of you who have shared our material on social media or shared it with friends in an effort to educate more women about abuse. So with that, here are their shares.
I just wanted to say that I have been in therapy for 12 years, and only now have I felt that I have the expert care and clarity that I have been searching for 12 years. You are what I call, in this whole group, proactive, where before it was just wishy-washy, hit or miss. If you want to get psychobabbly about it, Rogerian type of therapy, like, how are you? What's it, you know? This is exactly what women like this group needs, and I cannot thank you enough.
Hi, this group is new to me. I have been going through not a good place for about 3 years, and this is the first time that I have had other people share their stories where I felt so validated. I could totally relate. This isn't just me. I'm not going crazy. I can stand my ground and create boundaries to keep myself safe, to keep my kids safe, and have multiple daily options to check in, check out, share, not share, listen. The isolation that I felt before is starting to dissipate.
I arrived at BTR in full-blown trauma, never having known what he was doing for years and prior to we were married. And thank God that this is the place that I found, because there was love and nurturing and education and somebody, all coaches, friends, to walk with me and support me. and I will forever be grateful.
I had been in therapy for a while, years, and at least a year with Chuck before I found BTR, and there were no breakthroughs or anything. It was just the same cycle of, now that I know what it was the same cycle of abuse happening over and over and over again with no real solution. When I found BTR, I honestly was trying to find reasons in my head as to why the group wouldn't be good for me, because I knew it was going to change everything about my life. And it did, because I joined the group right before I initially separated from Chuck. So having BTR during that time of separation got me through and then helped me make the decision to separate permanently and just not want to be with him anymore. And, you know, I wouldn't be here and be growing the way that I am without BTR.
BTR has been very important for me through this journey. I can just very succinctly say that it has saved my life. I would say just simply that. Without BTR, I wouldn't be here probably.
For years, I would always search. Like, we'd have fights and I would go to the internet to find out how I could be better so that we could stop having fights. And article after article was never right. I just knew. And finally, one day I stumbled upon the BTR podcast, and I don't really like listening to them. I like to read them. So I'm thankful for the transcript. And I finally knew that what I was reading was right. And when I had a name for what was going on in my marriage, I could finally start to work to fix it. And fixing it has meant not what I thought it would. And it has saved my life too. So without BTR, I wouldn't have a name for what I experienced, and I wouldn't have a place to live after the healing.
I didn't ever think that I would be in the position that I'm in. I was with my ex-fiance from the age of 13 for 20 years, and I had no idea that he was living a double life. I found BTR when I was staying in hotels. I had nowhere else to go, and I booked a one-on-one with a coach, and I haven't looked back. I have learned so much. And tomorrow is my 1-year anniversary of having left my ex-partner. And every single day that I hop on group, I see women that I am inspired by, and women who are ahead of me in the journey, and women who are following me on the journey. And we're all on different journeys, but somehow the connection that we have and the love that we share is really real. So thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done without BTR for the last 12 months.
Before we get back to the conversation, there are a lot of so-called betrayal trauma therapists or coaches or groups out there, but they don't approach pornography use or infidelity as an abuse issue. Or they try to quote unquote treat the victim and the abuser in the same setting. That's unethical. So if you hear something in this episode you relate to, check out the group session schedule at btr.org. We'd love to see you in a group session today. Now back to our conversation.
I found BTR to be really helpful. The groups are really helpful at connecting with other people going through this and not feeling alone, and recognizing that there are lots of actually super capable, strong, determined people experiencing abuse at different stages along the way. And I found the group sessions to be really helpful, and the podcast really nice just to like listen to and understand broader patterns and trends. And I wish people didn't have to find this on their own, and I'm really glad BTR exists.
Discovery was in 2011 of sex addiction. There is just no support out there for women other than the groups that are available in that realm. And my therapist of many years never mentioned the word abuse. I felt like I was duped. As I got into BTR, I learned so much education from the coaches. I was terrified with learning disability, think I could never do this. I could never, ever, ever be free from a covert narcissist. And I have moved twice across state and also an alienation from my daughter. As I'm going through all this, the post-separation abuse was just heinous. And since then, with the help of BTR through this process, and as I am safe in my new place, I'm now starting to process it even more, because I had been so busy going through all the process of divorce and everything else. And due to all the coaches and the love and support, they have allowed me to have such great strength and realizing I am worth it. I am enough. BTR is a lifesaver, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You helped save my life, and I am now free, and I am now safe.
I feel like being in BTR groups has been an opportunity for me to create some routine in my life, like something I can do every single day that has just created some routine and structure and support in a life that I currently have, which is very chaotic and unpredictable and challenging. And I genuinely feel like I like meeting with all the coaches because they have different perspectives. I know when I want some tough love, I go see Sharon, and each coach like has a different vibe that's really helpful. It's been great. I've only been doing this a couple months, but I'm really happy, and I don't think I'm going to stop anytime soon. It seems like a really beautiful community of women who've been doing it for a long time. It's really cool to see those connections and to be building them.
I've been through this for over 30 years of dealing with this in my life. And I've been in BTR for 5 months. My life has changed more in the last 5 months than all of those years that I went through. And I so appreciate Coach Dennelly, just the clarity that she has helped me through a lot of individual sessions, group sessions, and all of the coaches. I really appreciate everyone has something different, and all the shares help you understand other ways to do self-care and stay safe. And I really appreciate BTR. I can't say enough about it. It's changed my life.
BTR was literally an answer to prayer for me. After disclosure, I really didn't know what to think about my situation. After almost 30 years being with my husband, I felt like I was brainwashed. I didn't know what to do. And I prayed and I did a Google search and I found the podcast, and it literally changed my life. After a year, I feel so much more empowered and connected and validated. I have so much clarity on the trauma that I had been going through, and everything just started to make sense. I'm a completely different person than I was a year ago. I just love this group.
BTR groups and individual sessions, they have all been an amazing space for me to be able to find safety, encouragement, and support. BTR has helped me and continues to help me as I'm still in this process to be reminded that I'm not crazy and that there is a cycle of abuse, and I can watch for the signs and I can check in with myself and check in with my body. I'm grateful to have this community. It's been really important to help me be able to recover, and I look forward to recovering more.
Well, I found BTR through the Instagram posts and listening to Jane. She would post reels and other things, and just realizing that's me. Those things are about me. They help me. When I decided to join group, it was like finally having the place where everything in my life that didn't make sense made sense, because there could be words put to it and I wasn't alone. And to be able to literally like put the voices from group in my ears and be able to hear that as things are happening in my life has just been life-changing. It's been a great support.
If this podcast was helpful to you, please help us reach other women by pushing that follow or subscribe button and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping get the word out. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there.